USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said that the United States and other Group of Seven leading economies will ban imports of gold from Russia, the latest in a series of sanctions that the Club of Democracies hope will further isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. Today is the opening day of the G7 summit, and the leaders are hoping to discuss how to secure energy supplies and tackle inflation. A formal announcement will be expected Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Just hours before the summit was set to begin, Russia launched missile strikes against the Ukraine's capital, striking at least two residential buildings. They were the first such strikes by Russia in 3 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision have been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
At least 2 people are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015, becoming concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise that country's terror alert. Organizers in the city canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. 7 women who claim Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their plan as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces at least 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Despite coming off of a no-confidence vote and 2 special elections where the Conservative Party lost, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during lockdowns have tainted his brand. Game 6 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals will happen in Florida on Sunday after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 on Friday night. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.